Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, I have a special edition of Life Hacks this week.
Oh, really?
Well, it
can't take you seriously because your teeth are all dark brown. There's a hint for you.
Shush. And I still won't get it.
Okay.
Weird. So, are they clean now?
They are now,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good, because I don't want to talk to you with brown teeth.
Okay, good.
This is a special edition of Life Hacks.
Yeah.
Because this could be the last Tuesday you're here. We just don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Just don't
know.
No
one knows.
So, Life Hacks for parents.
Ooh, yes.
Now, I found some of these, and they're not all for newborns, but they were things that I looked at and was like, I wish I'd known that life hack and to make parenting easier.
Oh, yes. Please give them to me.
All right, here we go. You can jump in with your own as well on 0429-985-985 or give us a call, 9313-0985, with your life hacks for Jazeel's impending baby.
All right, give me a couple.
Okay.
We'll go to a song and then we'll come back with the top ones.
The top ones?
Yeah.
Well, they're all good, so I'll just give you a few. So, you know how lots of people buy noisy toys for kids?
Oh, yes.
That just make random noises when they hit it.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
If you place sticky tape over the speakers of the kids' toys, it will lower the volume.
Aye, that's actually really smart.
I wish I'd known that. Sometimes in the middle of the night, you'd hear one of the toys go off because you forgot to turn it off. Like, it's time to count. And I'm like, ah!
2 a.m. Yep. What's going on? My dad used to take out the batteries to everything. So we'd get all these presents.
Yep.
And they would last probably about 2 days. And then all of a sudden, there were no batteries in the house.
Yep.
And someone had taken the batteries out.
Stubborn dad.
Stubborn dad.
He's like, if you've got a kid who constantly pulls off their nappy and gets nude.
Which happened to you last night, didn't it?
Yeah, this one wouldn't help me. It's too old.
Okay.
It says, try putting their onesie on backward. Because sometimes kids can unzip their onesies.
But if it's on the back.
Take off the nappy. But yeah, if it's on the back.
It's a trap.
They can't get it off.
Oh, I'm liking these. Okay. One more.
I'm going to give you one more. Stick a removable hook, you know, those plastic little hooks, on the back of your high chair. Hang all the bibs off of it. Easy to get while you're feeding your child.
Oh, okay.
You don't like that one?
Oh, well, I don't know. Wouldn't you just have one bib on the kid anyway?
Oh, no, they get so dirty. Also,
right.
Hey, wait, I just have to do this.
Yeah.
Jenny. For what's Beck eating?
Yeah.
Vegemite Cruskets.
Ooh.
That was really close, Jenny.
That is so close. It's not quite there, but it is so, so close.
You got the Cruskets bit, right? I love that everyone's playing along with what's Beck eating.
I can't believe that. They just get drawn into this trap.
Someone guessed Cheetos, not Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
We've narrowed it down to Cruskets. It was. And then Carol got it right. Beck's eating Nutella Cruskets.
Well done.
Thank you.
Another
yes, I
episode
was.
Of What Was Beck Eating?
Mm, it was delicious. Weird combination, but it worked.
And everyone loves listening to you chew on air. Please, play it again.
I can't. I finished my Cruskets.
Life hacks today. You've actually chosen to help me out by giving a whole bunch of parenting tips.
That's right. Life hacks for parents. So I asked you to get in touch with yours as well.
We've got a Shona has done just that.
Yes.
Shona, what's your parenting hack or tip?
When my kids were little, I was doing a job for a dietitian. And she suggested that when you get home from work and it's like 4, 5 o'clock and the kids start to get grumpy and niggly, to cut up cucumber, carrot, anything, apple, whatever, anything fresh, just lay it on the bench top while you were working and making your dinner. And the kids end up eating and chatting to you and not getting grumpy. And it's the best way to have a family.
Oh, that's great. Also gets
nutrition.
Their veggies in.
Yeah.
My kids always want to eat the carrot and cucumber when I'm cutting it up for dinner.
It is true. Looking back, I'm like, my mum did this all the time. Because it's just in front of you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's easy. It's ready cut up. It's ready to go. That is a brilliant tip. Thank you so much for giving us a call.
All right.
Definitely going to add that.
This one's from Carol. Life hack, those kids' rides in the shopping centre. I always told my kids they only work with grandma's money. Mum and dad's money doesn't work on them.
Yes. That is so good.
That's brilliant. All right. I've got a couple more for you.
Okay.
All right. You know on the onesies and they have the little folds at the shoulders?
Fold at the shoulders.
Oh, you probably haven't seen them. Look, anyway,
I'm going to be honest, no.
You will notice this when you put them on, all right? They have like a little envelope. They call it an envelope fold.
Okay.
All right, so it goes under each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is so when your child has a blowout of their napping.
Rare.
Sure, Jazeel.
Yeah.
Keep you in the dark. What you can do is use it to take it over their arms and pull it down instead of taking the onesie over their head.
Oh, I see.
So use them for their intended purpose so you don't pull up over their head.
No.
Okay?
Okay.
that's just a tip, not a life hack, because that's what they're there for. Some people forget.
Gross.
Here's a good one. Wash your baby's socks together in a laundry bag. You're never going to lose socks again.
Actually, good point, because, I mean, we lose my socks, and my socks are huge.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have little teeny tiny little
okay, that's
socks.
Another one that's very good. Keep them coming on the text line. Another one here on the text line from Rebecca says, make the bassinet/cot with two layers of waterproof liner and fitted sheets. That way, when it gets dirty in the middle of the night, you can take one layer off and not have to remake the entire bed.
That is a brilliant idea.
Does make a lot of sense, actually.
Like, I do that now. I have the
on
beds.
Your bed?
No, yeah, my bed, personal bed. Oh, on my kids' beds. Two layers, so if they have an accident in the night, whip it off.
Whip it off, done.
Done. Because when you're so tired and sleep deprived,
don't want to do that.
You don't want to be up for another half an hour making the bed.
Would you also... don't ask.
No, go on. Go on, ask it. Safe space, Brazil.
Is it?
We're family.
Is it? Would you just let them... stay
no,
in
you would not, Jazeel. But you would not do that.
Would that maybe teach them to
no,
go? I had to ask the question,
no,
and now I know
you
that's the wrong
know.
Thing to do. That is a bad parenting hack.
That is a bad parenting hack.
Okay, moving on.
All right, here's some more hacks I've got for
a
you.
A little part of me still thinks it might be a goer.
Okay, you do that and see if they go back to sleep.
Okay. Good point.
No, here's another parenting hack for you. If you want to stop your kids from squirting out too much soap,
yes,
add a rubber band to the head of the dispenser's pump.
Add a rubber.
That way they can't push it down all the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need to
maybe,
do that.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that one because my kids like to just
squeeze.
Yeah,
but wouldn't they just then just squeeze more because they want more? I don't know.
No, it's just
a motion. And
they might
like,
do it just as
it.
Much. Yeah. But they're not going to be getting as much soap out.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, final one for you, which I would like you to try this one once you've got a baby. Gently stroke your baby's face with a tissue to get them to sleep in less than 40 seconds.
You reckon?
Well, apparently. So I saw them.
40 seconds?
Yeah, I saw them. The video. Mm. It's like the square tissue over the baby's face and you pull it down. So it's like stroking their entire face with the tissue.
And it just mimics the womb.
I have no idea. Maybe don't. Actually, it sounds a bit dangerous. Maybe don't try that one.
Here's Kobe James, brand new on 98.5. If you've got some parent hacks, send them through 0429 98.5 98.5. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.